heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Would thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And at that point, we'll know who's who. So how am I supposed to apply this sermon, though, Brother Mejia? You know, I know the difference. I know what the difference is. I've heard sermons like this before. How do I apply this to my life? Well, this is how you apply it. Remember this, that every generation needs to do their part in clarifying that line. Amen. You know, you may be parents. You have children. You make sure you make that distinction very clear to the next generation. Because you're not going to be here forever. Yep. Once you're gone, you're gone. And whatever they learn from you, they will carry for the rest of their lives. Amen. Clarify that line to them. Show them the distinction of that line. Well, I just don't want to come off too radical, too zealous. What you do in moderation, your children will do in excess. If you're ignorant in moderation, your children will be ignorant in excess. We need to make sure that we teach the next generation where to draw the line. That's how you apply it. Well, I'm not married yet. Well, good. You have more time to learn how to draw. So when the time comes, you say, Son, here's where we draw the line. Here's where the Bible draws the line. And Dad's not going to be here. Dad's not always going to be here. So you need to learn this and get it ingrained in your heart and know the difference between the chaff and the wheat. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your word. I'm thankful for the wheat in my life. The men who have preached to me and even the men in this room.